Indian Commerce Minister Anand Sharma and his counterparts from the Association of Southeast Asian Nations sealed the agreement in Bangkok Thursday. They met on the sidelines of the annual ASEAN Economic Ministers meeting. The agreement creates one of Asia's biggest trading areas and integrates India's fast-growing economy with 10 of its neighbors. Trade between India and ASEAN amounts to $40 billion each year. Under the pact, India and ASEAN will eliminate tariffs on various goods by 2016. Krisida Pengpongsan is the spokesman of Thailand's Commerce Ministry, host of the meeting.
India has got the market of about 1.1 billion in population, and ASEAN has a population of about 550 million people. The size of the two combined would be much, much greater than China, Japan and Korea put together.
India has been playing catch-up as other large economies in the region, China, Japan and South Korea, have already entered into agreements with ASEAN. Australia and New Zealand also have trade pacts with the grouping. With these agreements, ASEAN stands at the center of what could become an even bigger free trade area, involving all six trading partners and ASEAN.
All the six countries, in one way or the other, are having the FTA with ASEAN. So the ASEAN plus six seems to be a possibility.
The agreement comes at a time when global trade liberalization talks under the World Trade Organization have stalled, largely because of disputes between developed and developing nations over state subsidies on agriculture and trade in manufactured goods. ASEAN comprises of Thailand, Singapore, the Philippines, Indonesia, Malaysia, Burma, Laos, Brunei, Vietnam, and Cambodia. Hedda Behrend for VOA News, Bangkok.